Well, Happy New Year. How nice to see you. Some faces I don't recognise, which is lovely. You are very welcome. 2024 will be 25 years of me being pastor here at SCF. Whoa. Yeah, I see that face, Marlene. That's how I thought when I worked it out. 25 years. I vividly remember my first day as pastor. I vividly remember my first day, and it was a glorious sunny day, and it happened to be on a Friday afternoon, and I sat in the garden and had a coffee, and Sue said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I've got no idea what I'm doing. I'm just waiting for someone to turn up." You know, it was over the years, I have had great examples, great teachers, great mentors. People like Steve Thomas, who led the Salton Light International family, who pastored me. People like Nick White, who is the personification of a great pastor. Other people in Salton Light, the way I was welcomed into churches together in Stroud, and learned very quickly that we all celebrate this wonderful one God in very different ways. But I also learnt, this is Abraham Lincoln, I learnt that you can please some of the people all the time. You can please all the people some of the time, but you can't please all the people all the time. But I want to add to this, as church pastor, whatever you do, you're going to upset someone. And more often than not, they'll tell you about it. And in amongst all of the praise and plaudits and thank yous, unfortunately, the voices you remember are the ones that want to tell you what you've done wrong and how badly you've done it wrong. So that 25 years has been from a moment of hearing God soundly calling me to this ministry. There have been good times and there have been bad times. And I have to confess that for the last few years since I had my accident and we went through COVID and various other things in this church, there have been particular struggles. And last year was quite tough. And as a pastor, I've had emotions that you think, well, you're not supposed to have these. Doubts crowd your mind. I wonder whether you can relate to doubts. Struggles. Maybe the shame that you're not supposed to feel this way, are you? I heard something on UCB just this last week about how the church is great generally with people who struggle before they become a Christian, but once you become in the church, you're not really supposed to have doubts, are you? You're not really supposed to struggle. But I think we have to be honest, and we do. What were the results of those things for me? Well, I think what happens is we tend to settle where we're comfortable. We go into maintenance mode. We make do. We survive. We carry on. Maybe you can relate to that where you're at. Maybe it's a work situation, home situation, family situation. And this isn't where you want to be. And by the way, if this is you, don't feel guilty about it. The Psalms are full of the psalmist saying, "God, where are you? God, my enemies are at my back. What are you doing?" This is reality. When you read the Bible, it doesn't say, come to Jesus and everything will be fine. It's just not there. I can honestly say that I've thought about giving it all up on more than one occasion. There have been many, many sleepless nights. Maybe having a thin skin, as I know I do, might make me a better pastor. I don't know. But 2023 for Sue and I was a tough year. But what do I cling on to? I cling on to the fact that 25 years ago, God called me. There is a call on my life. And when I doubt anything else, I go back to that. How did God speak to you? This is what God says, and I cling to him. So, I want to take you back to, I think it was about November, December time. Sue and I had been babysitting John over in Oxford for the day, and on the journey back, it was absolutely horrendous. The rain was sheeting down. The wind was blowing the car. I could feel it. The headlights coming the other way. Anyone else realize how bright headlights are coming the other way? Is it just my age? They just seem to be getting worse. And the radio was on in the background, and we heard this track. Honestly, I was not concentrating on the words. I didn't understand the words, even I couldn't hear them. But the tune, the syncopation of the tune reminded me of when Sue and I had been at the Royal Albert Hall to see the Cirque du Soleil. It was that kind of music. So the following day, Sue was at work and I was contemplating all sorts of what ifs and where am I going and praying and that. And suddenly God said to me, what about that tune then that you heard yesterday? I said, I've got no idea what it was. All I know is the artist, and this is why I remember, because my nana's favorite artist was Jim Reeves. She had Jim Reeves LPs. And I remember the name was Reeve. So I thought, well, how difficult is this going to be? So I ended up going on to UCB, going onto their website, finding that it was called Sarah Reeve, and it was this amazing track. I listened to it, and I was blown away. It was like this had been written for me. I've since worn it out on YouTube and Spotify. Do you know Spotify, you're only allowed a certain number of plays before they shut you down when you're on the free one? Yes. But this, when I heard it, it was one of these light bulb moments. I knew that this song would feature as my first talk for 2024. Do you want to hear that song?
Six, five, four, three, two, one, counting down till morning comes. Been a wild one, been a dark one, devil's playground. Hope you have fun. Don't break me fast, so loud, singing myself heartbreak songs. Got a voice, I can't avoid it. Helps me heal, so I exploit it. Maybe someone's in a similar boat. Hope that you feel a little more less alone. Pray to the Lord, can you please help my soul? Knock on. In a public place, putting on my happy face. How are you? I'm doing fine. But underneath, I'm slowly dying. Stuff all my problems down. Make some music, drown it out. Learned about the grieving cycle. Still at stage one in denial. I think it's time to be honest with me. Healing is hard. Think we all would agree. Hell, God is wish. Got me keeping busy. Verdict. Everybody's guilty. Feelings are right. We'll be alright. Don't let this battle take days off your life. Sun's gonna shine. Future.
still gets me. It's been a wild one, been a dark one, the devil's playground. Hope he had fun. Do you know there's someone who wants to spoil what God's got for you? There's someone who would like to tear down the good stuff. Because the devil doesn't like it when we focus on Jesus. Another line in here is, maybe someone's in a similar boat. I hope that you feel a little more, less alone. You see, the problem is often we will internalize this stuff and not talk about it. And that makes stuff worse. Fear is a lie. We'll be all right. Don't let this battle take days off your life. The sun's going to shine. The future is bright. I promise one day you're going to get back your life. And you know, I realized that's what was happening, was the lies were taking days off my life. I was focusing so much on the negative stuff that I was not focusing on the good stuff. I walk in a public place, putting on my happy face. How are you? I'm doing fine. But underneath, I'm slowly dying. I wonder how many of us, our first response, how are you doing? Oh, I'm great, I'm fine. Promise you, one day you're going to get back your fight. See, I know we're all at different stages in our journey, but really, we really are going to get back our fight. And if you don't recognize any of these feelings I'm talking about, and everything for you is wonderful, you are faith-filled and God is great, and you've got no idea what I'm talking about, I am genuinely delighted for you, because we need you. We need people who, when we feel weak, feel strong. Don't struggle alone. I'm really grateful for some good friends who I can talk about anything with. But I hadn't talked about this. This song changed that. It was a kick up the backside. I'm going to get back my fight. I'm not going to keep on just surviving. I'm not going to be in maintenance mode. The Bible tells us that the devil is the father of lies, and that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Fear is a lie. We'll be all right. Don't let this battle take days off your life. Sun's going to shine. The future is bright. I promise one day you're going to get back your fight. The devil would love to keep us where we are, but we, if you're with me, are going to get back our fight. We are going to do this by changing the way we focus. And I want to say that we don't focus on the lie, we don't focus on the negative stuff, we focus on the truth. And what does that look like? Well, firstly, we need to look ahead. If we're looking down or if we're looking back, we can't do this. And the Bible, all of the rest of the talk is basically scripture. Because I don't want it to be my words, I want it to be God's words that change the way we perceive ourselves. Philippians 3, 13 to 14 says, I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past, looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and to receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Proverbs 4 says, look straight ahead. Fix your eyes on what lies before you. Psalm 23. It's a psalm so familiar to us that sometimes we skip over it. I love the fact that Graham Springer, he would always come back to Psalm 23. Why? I just want to read it to you and just pick out a few bits because I think it highlights some stuff that we sometimes forget. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. The old version says, I shall not want. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams, and he restores my strength. It's him that does it. There's echoes here, aren't there, of Isaiah 40, verse 31, that says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. It's not about us. We can rest in him. It goes on, it says, he guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. And even when I walk, the old version says, even they, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, and you're with me. The more modern translation says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. It's not like we've been shipped away to this lovely, comfy place, but God prepares the feast and God does all the stuff, but it's in the presence of our enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil, and my cup overflows with blessings. Where? In the presence of our enemies. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. When we walk through the darkest valley, when we have him rest off in the presence of our enemies, it's God who is the source of our hope. It's God who is the one that provides. It's God that says right at the start, I will have all that I need. So we're looking straight ahead, but we've got to do something more than that. We've also got to open our eyes. In 2 Kings, there's a passage, and it says this. So one night, the king of Aram sent a great army with many chariots and horses to surround the city. And when the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops and horses and chariots everywhere. You can imagine, this looks hopeless. We're surrounded. What are we going to do? Oh, sir, he says, what will we do now? And the young man cried to Elisha. And Elisha said, don't be afraid, for there are more on our side than on theirs. And then Elisha prayed, oh Lord, open his eyes and let him see. And the Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. You see, what is going on in the heavenly realms, unless we focus, we're going to miss. And if God's got you, that's more than enough. I preached on this just a little while ago, didn't I? Hebrews 12. And our Hebrews 12 follows Hebrews 11, funnily enough, but Hebrews 11 is all of the heroes of the faith, all of the people of God that have done so much, so amazing stuff. And then it says, therefore, because of all of this, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. I wonder, what are the things that are slowing us down? Here it says, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and I'm sure that's right, but I'm sure also sometimes our insecurities, our shame, our worries, maybe those two trip us up. Let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. Let us leave behind any disappointments that were in 2023 as we run into 2024. So how else are we going to focus on the truth? Well, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old is gone. A new life has begun. And you know, when we come afresh to Jesus, when we come afresh and say, God, I just need you. I want to forget all the other stuff. I want this. God says, anyone who is in Christ becomes a new person. We have a new life. We should embrace it. What else do we have? Well, 1 Peter 1:3 says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope. Where does that come from? It comes from the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Then in Ephesians 4, it says, throw off your sinful nature. Throw off your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. And instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on a new nature created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Throw it off. Let's focus on Jesus. And again, I use this verse. I've used this verse in so many school assemblies over the years. And again, it's one of these verses that we can skip. Rod used it in his Christmas talk. I know, God says this to you, I know the plans I have for you. They're plans for good, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Sometimes when all we do is focus on the stuff that's holding us back, we miss the future and the hope that Jesus has got for us. Again, another of Springer's favorite verses, Isaiah 43:19. I am about to do something new. See, I've already begun it. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. These are not just ad hoc verses. These are all promises from God. This is the word of God. And if God has said it, God will do it. So 2024 is a fresh start. It's a new start. We can leave the disappointments and the struggles of 2023 behind. We can be honest with ourselves and others and choose to believe the truth that God tells us and not the lies of the evil one. We keep our eyes on the prize. We press on together. I loved your celebration. We're in this together. We're family. We're not designed to do this on our own. And do you know what we're going to see together? We're going to see captives set free. We're going to see Jesus heal people. We're going to see more testimonies like Jeff's. What was the term? Negligible? Not. Zero. Zilp. Zilch. Nothing. Undetectable. Do you know this? I wasn't going to say this. Over Christmas, our daughter-in-law, Ruth, has been really worried. She's pregnant. She's due to give birth in March. But she's been getting really quite swollen and bad throat. She's been coughing a lot. And they've detected lumps on her throat. And she's been to the cancer clinic about these. But then yesterday, was it yesterday? Day before? She was given the all clear that this is not cancer. Which is great news. But it did not put a lot of worry in place. We need to be people who our first protocol is that we pray. God hears our prayers and answers them. We're going to see healings. We're going to be evangelistic. We're going to see souls won for Christ. We're going to see people choose to put their hope in Jesus. We're going to see more of the Holy Spirit at work amongst us. anyone want that? Yeah? I want to see more of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to make sure that Jesus Christ is front, center, predominant in who we are. Because if he's not, we're just a social club. And I know some of you, listening to this, are already saying, I was with you up till then, Martin. But do you know what Isaiah, the great prophet of the Old Testament, says? God spoke to the people through him and said, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Maybe we just need to start each day with a verse. What about making it this one? Let me hear of your unfailing love each morning, for I am trusting you. Show me where to walk, for I give myself to you. That's Psalm 143, verse 8. So I guess at the start of this year, my question is, are you with me? Fear is a lie. We'll be all right. Don't let this battle take days off your life. The sun's going to shine. The future is bright. I promise. One day, you're going to get back your fight. So, are you going to get back your fight? Are you with me?